Why is NIH funding biolabs around the world to study bat viruses? Concerned citizens in Colorado don't want a lab in their back door. We first heard of NIH-supported biolabs in 2020 after COVID-19 was released in China. In early 2020, the Gateway pundit uncovered that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, in the capital city of Hubei province in China, was likely where COVID-19 was released and it was funded by the NIH. Think of that, a biolab in China was funded by the US government. Since that time, we have uncovered labs funded by the NIH and other US government entities around the world. We found a biolab in downtown Boston. We identified more than 40 biolabs in Ukraine. At least one of these biolabs is connected to Hunter Biden. AD. Hunter Biden's Metabiota labs received tens of millions of dollars in DoD contracts, experimented with bat viruses in at least one biolab. So it comes as no surprise that after COVID-19 and the discovery of multiple biolabs around the world paid for by the USA, that Colorado citizens wouldn't want one of these labs anywhere near their neighborhoods. A group of concerned citizens in Colorado is warning about Colorado State University's proposal to build an NIH-funded bat vivarium in Fort Collins, Colorado. The grassroots group called COVID Bat Research Moratorium of Colorado, CBRMC, is requesting a moratorium be placed on the project until more is known about how COVID-19 reached the public in late 2019 and early 2020. AD. It's anticipated there will be an intensive investigation about the origins of COVID when the 118th Congress starts on January 3, 2022. The CBRMC would like to pause any biolab building in Colorado until we know from these investigations. The group produced a press release in December. Press release bat by Jim Hoft on Scribd. The local media in Colorado is downplaying any risk with the lab being built in Colorado's backyard. This is shocking after COVID-19, which was released from a similar lab in China in late 2019. AD. These people in the media are sick. They can't possibly be this ignorant. You can reach out to the CBRMC here. Joe Hoft. Joe Hoft is the twin brother of TGP's founder, Jim Hoft, and a contributing editor at TGP. Joe was instrumental in reporting the truth behind the Mueller sham, the origins of COVID-19, and the 2020 election fraud. Joe was a corporate executive in Hong Kong for a decade and has years of experience in finance, IT, operations, and auditing around the world. Joe is the author of 5 books. His new bestseller, The Steal, Volume 2, The Impossible Occurs, is out now. It addresses the stolen 2020 election and provides an inventory proving that the 2020 election was uncertifiable and never should have been certified for Joe Biden. Joe also has a weekly radio podcast at TNT Radio, Live, where he discusses current events with prominent guests. Read more from the same author. Who is behind the effort to censor speech in Louisiana? China's message to the world. We own Joe Biden. GOP reps push bill to ban China from purchasing land in the U.S. 153 years ago, the 15th Amendment was ratified, granting black males right to vote. Today Americans' votes are again in jeopardy. Missouri senator sends letter to Missouri governor requesting National Guard bring down spy balloon and protect Missouri residents.